understand. Let's talk a little bit about the overnight camping guide for scouters in regards to all the things they need to be thinking about when coming up with a safe overnight camping adventure. Mike, my dear friend on the podcast, he and I been talking about all of the things that have to be arranged before a unit can actually decide on going on an adventure. Now, this podcast is for all of scouting, whether it be a Cub Scout pack, a Scouts BSA, or even a venture crew. No matter what kind of scouting is involved, these are points that have to be considered before the adventure is actually done. And things that are actually going to happen at the campout. The very first thing is in a pre-trip planning meeting. There are many things to consider when planning on embarking on a camping or an adventure, an overnight adventure type of trip. It's important to understand and research what kind of campsites and what kind of camping environment will be there. There are a lot of underlying rules for different locations, and you must prepare for any potential types of hazards. All of the adult leaders must have taken and have current their youth protection training and be a registered leader. Proper equipment. Man, is this important. You have to have the proper equipment in order to do the camping trip. Having that appropriate gears, including tents, that is very important. Usually the unit provides for tents, dining flies, cooking equipment. These are things that the unit is responsible. Now, as far as sleeping bag and personal mess kits, this equipment will determine whether the trip is going to be successful or not. So it's important to have the right equipment. Make sure you have enough tents to stay within your youth protection training ages so that they can share tents appropriately. Now, another one is fire safety, making sure that fires are actually allowed in your camping area. Some camping areas do not allow open flames. And make sure that when you do check in, that the rangers don't have a band currently because of a dry condition. Make sure you establish that fire ring that's in the campsite as a group fire ring. Make sure there's a bucket of water or a means to put out the fire, and never make a fire bigger than what you can put out safely quickly. Now, in Scouts BSA, we have the fireman kit that actually allows youth to supervise and take leadership of a campfire. This is a wonderful opportunity for them to show leadership. And as always, the fire should always be attended. Once it is out for the night, that's it. Food safety. It's very important to keep your food that needs to be refrigerated cold. There are a lot of foodborne illnesses that could actually come up during an adventure. I would encourage the proper storage of cold foods with ice in containers, making sure that they stay within the safe zone. Prevent any of your dry goods from getting mixed in with any of the wet goods, and prevent spoilage by separation and keeping things cold. Now, with that being said, there is a wildlife awareness that needs to be instructed to the youth. Where I live in Florida, we have a lot of raccoons and bears, and they will grab anything that smells like food and tear it to shreds and evenly distribute it all over your campsite. So it's important to maintain wildlife awareness to keep the animals out of your stored food. Bear boxes and even camp trailers can be used to store your smellables and keep them away from the wildlife. You want to do whatever you can to avoid attracting animals into your campsite. Hydration and nutrition. Oh my gosh, this is very important. Remind your scouts to stay hydrated. Drink plenty of water, especially in hot and dry conditions. And it can be kind of misleading. If you're on, like, for instance, a Klondike Derby up north, and it's very, very cold, and the snow squeaks under your shoes, it is because it's so dry, because all the moisture has frozen. That's a dry environment, and you need to drink water. Even though you're surrounded by ice. In the desert, it may feel cold at night, but it is still dry. So that can actually cause problems with your hydration. There needs to be that balance of being completely hydrated with water. Kool-Aid, bug juice, any of the type of flavored liquids that youth are attracted to, sodas, all those things, do not count for water. You need to drink water. The symptoms of hydration is usually a headache and nausea. By drinking water, you can actually subside those symptoms. Make sure that whatever activity you're doing, there is a balance of nutrition. A healthy snack and meals are very important to keep your energy levels up for that trip. First aid and emergencies. You have to be prepared. Everyone on the trip will have their own first aid kit. Now, this kit will have a Band-Aid and maybe a piece of gauze and some tape, but it's a very small amount. It's really for small injuries. It's a personal first aid kit. The unit should have its own first aid kit for assisting larger injuries that may occur. Make sure that your health officer that's on the trip can recognize signs of dehydration and even heat stroke and be able to make the decision when to seek professional help. Make sure you have a well-stocked first aid kit that is ready for any emergencies that may arise from your activity. This will help you give first aid to an injured scout or scouter prior to getting medical attention. Weather preparedness. Encourage all your scouts to be aware of weather conditions during a trip. You should always have multiple different plans in case the weather changes dramatically. Now, professional meteorologists work really hard at giving a prediction of what kinds of weather condition that may come up during your trip, but this needs to be just an indication of what could occur. Scouters need to be prepared to take the unit in a different direction for that activity if needed by weather conditions. The buddy system. This has been around since the beginning of scouting. You must emphasize the buddy system with all scouts and scouters. They should be paired up with similar age and maturity groups within the youth protection guidelines. Encourage the scouts and scouters to stay together and to communicate with each other. And if called upon, they could actually identify where their buddy is and look out for each other. This is also very important to teach to the new scouts. And this system needs to be in place at every activity, every meeting, every campout, everything that you do in scouting. You should always have a buddy. That is one of the big safety factors within scouting. Leave no trace. These principles are critical to what we do in scouting. This is a wonderful opportunity to teach leave no trace. We want to minimize the impact on the environment. And by leaving no trace in all of its different facets, including packing out trash and avoiding unnecessary damage of vegetation and respecting the wildlife that live there, leave no trace is a critical principle and an opportunity to educate scouts on their impact to the environment. It is also critical to talk with the campsite owners to make sure that you are staying within the guidelines of leave no trace. Now, we do a lot for our scouts. So as scouters, we need to keep them safe so that they can have the opportunity to successfully have a wonderful time at whatever adventure, whether it be camping, canoeing, or hiking. Keep up that good work, and I will see you on the trail.